Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Sheni Chana Bas Malka, Rachel Hatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadeha, for Rachel Bas Geula, Rachel Hatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadeha, and for Chaya Viva Bas Shein Lo Miriam, Rachel Hatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadeha. We'll be learning with Hashem a Maimer in the Parat Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah, Maimer Chof Zayin. We will begin Amir Tashem and see how far we get. Famous Rambam, Afal Pichat Kiya Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Xeris HaKosov, Remez Yeshba, even though Tkiya Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, is a divine decree for which we don't necessarily know the reason, however, there's a Remez. What's the Remez? Ur Yishen Mishinaschem. Wake up from your shluf, from your sleep, etc. V'zichur barachem, elu asherchem es'emes behavli hazman. Remember your Creator, those who forget the truth, in the havli hazman. What is this havli hazman? The vanity of time. Says Rav Huttner that this year we noticed a special taste in the golden words of the Rambam, Hashoychichim ha'emes behavli hazman. They forget the truth in the vanity of time, in the hot air of time. And this is related to the remiza of Kol Shofar. So what is the sweet and delicious insight that we had? It is based on a Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Ba'arba prakam oylem nidoin, b'pesach ala tvua, b'tzeres ala peris, b'chag ala mayim, v'rosh Hashanah kulam oyvim l'fan of the k'mnei marim. 4 times a year, the world is judged. Pesach on grain, Shavuos on the fruits, Sukkos on the water, and Rosh Hashanah, everybody goes before God, k'mnei marim, like sheep. So from the fact that the Tana did not note any other difference between the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah and other Yom HaDin, we see from here that if we find other chilukah between Rosh Hashanah and the other times when we're judged, they are all going to be included, encompassed in the chiluk made by the Mishnah, that on Rosh Hashanah, everybody goes before God, kivnei maron. Interesting. So, from our rabbis, the poskim, we see that they connected the obligation to do tshuva to the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. However, the other 3 times the world is judged, we don't find any special relationship of tshuva. And also in the Rambam doesn't mention in Hilchos Tshuva any din of tvua, of peres, of mayim, except for the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. So it's clear that if there's Amos HaDin, so tshuva is definitely going to help you become innocent, to win the judgment. So it turns out then, that also with relationship to the obligation of tshuva, there is a difference between the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah and the Yom HaDin of the Gimel Prakim. So based on what we explained, we must say, willy-nilly, we're forced to say, that this difference in the relationship of tshuva is included in the classification of the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah as Kulam Orban Lefanu Kivnei Maron. And we see there's also a chilek in tshuva, so it must be that it's encompassed, included in the definition that we all go before God like sheep. We can include in that as well the inyan that we all are obligated to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. So what's pshat? How does this fit? That we have to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah because we go before God kivnei maron, and that differentiates it from the other Yom HaDin. Already the other Yom HaDin are also, tshuva also helps. But no, there's a special chovas tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to be related to the fact that kulam shekulam orvin lufanik kivnei maron. So we have this inyan of Shurchim is emes behavle azman, and then we have this inyan of Rosh Hashanah being the only Yom HaDin where we find the special chovas tshuva mai hai vos tutzuch du. What's going on? So we have the famous yisod of the Gra, we've discussed in other shiurim, that the galus is tali bizman, arbameyos shana of galus mitzrayim, time, and the geula and doros dorevi yeshuvuhena. Why zok the Gra? Because the kilkulim are nitlim bizman, v'hatikunim nitlim ba'adam, because the corruptions are dependent, contingent upon time, and the fixings of these corruptions are dependent upon man. So therefore, when it comes to galus, it's in the context of time. Arba meos shana, and we talk about the Geula, Dor Revi Yeshivu Hena, fourth generation, that's Nitla, that's connected, that's contingent upon man, fourth generation. So we find two chidushim in this Gra. The first chidush is that man and time are in two opposite ends of the spectrum. Number two, the second chidush, is that this contrast between man and time is the same contrast between Kilkul and Tikkun. So A, man and time are in two contrasting ends of the spectrum, and B, man is Tikkun, time is Kilkul. Now we're going to analyze and dissect these two chidushim. The makor of the first chiddush is in the parasha of Avodah Zarah. The parasha of Avodah Zarah, there's an azhara not to make like dagei hayom, behemat tzipor, koremis adam, as the Torah says. However, there's a sugah of Avodah Zarah that has its own category, and this is pentisa inecha shemaima v'risas hashemesh v'seirech v'skochom kol tzvah shemaim v'nidachtu shtachvitzlam v'avaritum. So we have special diburim, special raid about Avodah Zarah of Tzvah Shemaim, and there's a special bitui v'nidachta, you're going to be swayed to bow down to them. We don't find this by other sugim of Avodah Zarah. So we see this dichotomy of man and time. Now we have a dichotomy of two categories of Avodah Zarah, the sky and other forms of life. So what's this inyan of the sky? So in the parish of Maaseh Bereishis, we find that from all the Nevraim, only two of them were bestowed with a koach memshala, this power of governance, of being a moshel, a ruler. Where do we find this? Man and Tzva Shemaim. By Tzva Shemaim it says, Esamora gadol memshalas hayoim. Tzva Shemaim is a Moshel, and by Adam it says Uredu b'digasim v'av Shemaim, man is a Moshel. Redu v'kifshua, we have to conquer and rule, and that's what we say in David Yitzarim b'das b'vino v'haskel. We're talking about the Garmei Shemaim b'av das, because that's the sinyan of memshala, just like man's memshala is b'das. So as a dugma, we say that Tzva Shemaim also have das, but this is a different type of das than the das of Adam. Don't try to have an intelligent conversation with the moon. And now we can understand this, the special term of hadacha by the Avodah Zarah of Tzva Shemayim, because if a person is oved she'ar chelkei abriya, he is mamid a moshel that b'mehuso is nedar memshala. Person wants to worship a dog, the dog be'etzem mehuso, and his very essence lacks the power of rulership. It's no hadacha. It's not being subverted, because it's not real memshala. It's garnished. But if a person is oved l'tzva shamayim, he's mamid on himself. He establishes for himself a king that was actually created with ruling power, and because of this, the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah has special potency when it comes to subverting people to serve the heavenly hosts, because that's a special form, a special category of Avodah Zarah, which is uniquely in the realm of rulership. And we should know that even when we talk about the Shabbat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Atah Sisa Shemaim Shmei Shemaim Ratzvachol Ajit She'alea Hayimim Bochol Asher Behem Atah Mechayes Kulam. You made the heavens, and the earth and everything on it, the seas and everything in them. You give everything life. So we find ourselves lacking in the Shabbat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until we say, Utsava Shemaim Lucha Mishtachavim. So here in this Hosefa, we're Mehapech the Seder. We talk about the Maisa Hashem and the Bria, you made everything, you're Mechai everything. And then Pitom, we're not talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Yetzirah. Here it's talking about what the Yetzirah does with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Tzava HaShemayim are Mishtacha Velo. So we have to understand this Mahalach. It's going on over here? It doesn't fit in the Seder HaTfilah. You made everything, and they bow down to you. No, we're talking about your Shabbach. So what's this about? That's exactly what we're saying. Since Biyachas L'Tzva HaShemayim, the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah has special potency. Because the Tzva HaShemayim are essentially rulers in nature. So Zelu Umazeh, we talk about the power of Kedusha, and we proclaim that the Memshal of Tzva HaShemayim is a Mitzius of his batlus liyotzer melukonim l'cha tzva shemayim l'cha mishtachav, and the heavenly host bowed down to you. Mishtachavoy is his batlus, and because of this, the mutzag hadocha is unique to avodah zara of the tzva hashemayim bidafka. The mutzag of hadocha to avodah zara, of being subverted to avodah zara, of being convinced, seduced into doing avodah zara, is special to the tzva hashemayim because they have this tokef hamimshala, they have this power of rulership. And only in this avodah zara of tzva hashemayim, it says v'nidachta, because hadocha means that you are being pushed out of the realm, b'koach hadocha, by fulfilling the will, by fulfilling his will. It says Rafutner in his lashon, ibnesha hadocha perusha tenua shel hotzah lachutz. When you're being subverted, it means that you are being brought outside, b'kocho shel hadocha, with the power of the one who pushes you outside, al yidei ha'hisatzrus al ritzono shel hanitche, by stopping the ratzon of he who is being pushed away. And that's the koach of the avodah zara of tzva hashemayim. They have a koach hisatzrus. They can stop you and rule over you. And therefore, since they have this special power, it's called v'nidachta, like you're sort of swept away by the tzva hashemayim. So that's be'etzem, the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they have. We're talking about his koach hamimshala, and we say you have such koach hamimshala that even the tzva hashemayim, who themselves have a koach hamimshala, even they bow down to you. So the Taka is talking about the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not talking about what we do to him, but it's talking about his koach. That even the tzva hashemayim bows down to him. So now it fits in gvaldik. You did everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that even the tzva hashemayim will come, you're so gvaldik that even those who have power give you the power. So this understanding, this premise, can be a key to opening up the Heichel of the Shir of Wednesday, Ashir Shel Shir Elvim Oimrim, Beveis HaMikdash B'Yom Arvi, Kel Nekamos Hashem. And the reason this Shir is Miyucha to Yom Arvi is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon, and he is going to exact punishment from those who serve the sun and the moon. And there we say Kel Nekamos, therefore we say Kel Nekamos Hashem. You're a God of vengeance, because on the fourth day God created the Cham and Levana, and people are going to serve them, and God is going to take vengeance from those who serve them. That's what it means, Kel Nekamos Hashem. So it's a Pele. There are a lot of Nivraim that are Elilim L'Avodah Zarah. Why is there a Shir on the Nekami Avodah Zarah Dafka on the Wednesday? But the answer is, Hei Meim Advarim. That's exactly what we're saying, Gevaldik. Geshvaldik, as they started to say in the last few years. It's Geshmak and Gevaldik together. On Wednesday, the Cham and the Levana were created. And Dafka and their avoda, it says v'nidachta, because the Tumas of the Zara Sichlis is munachas, is placed, is located in the avoda Tzva Shemaim. And the Nekama is b'shar shal shal hakoach ha-misnaged. So we have to be misnaged to this special koach memshala of Tzva Shemayim, of the Cham and the Levana, of the sun and the moon. And therefore the Shira Nekama is Vazundere. It's special and unique, different for Wednesday. Wednesday is the day, a special Shir Nekama against the Shemesh and Yareach, because those who serve the Shemesh and the Yareach, because on that day they were created and they have a special Koach Memshala, so the Koach HaMisnaget of Kedusha is going to take vengeance. Not only that, but it's gevaldik. What's the shem haklali of avodah zarah? Akum. What's akum? Ovdei kochavim umazalos. Those who serve the stars and the constellations. Hey, there are lots of elilim. People also worship money. People worship cows. People worship human beings. So what's this special inyan of Ovdei Kochav Mazalos? The answer is that's the Iker. That's the Shpitz of Avodah Zarah. Kochav Mazalos. Sivah HaShemayim. And look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah and you'll understand even more. So these words are the root of the first Chiddush, the Yisodo Shal Agra, that Hamodas HaZman VeAdam Kishnei Ktsavos Hefchim U'msnagdim Zeh LaZeh. Two opposite poles, two opposite extremes, man and time. Because the pasuk says that Tzva Shemayim make time. Vayula osos lamoadim liyamim ulishanim. Where do we get time from? That's determined by the heavenly hosts. So you'd see Metzias Hazman is a talk of Memshala, because the Metzias Hazman is shaykh to the Tzva Shemayim. And we know that there are only two Nivraim in the world that have this koach Memshala, the Tzva Shemayim and man. And that's why the Gra says that there is this polarity here, Memshala against Memshala. Each one is pulling in their own direction. So that is the contrast of man and the heavenly hosts, man and time, man against time. Time is a Memshala, man is a Memshala. And here we get to the second Chiddush of the Gra, which is, and I add, before we go weiter, parenthetically, that would explain why the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. They're supposed to sanctify time and be in control of time, determine time. In other words, don't let the Tzva Shemayim control you. You, the Beis Din, control time. That's pretty gevaldik. In any event, we have the second Chiddush of the Gra that teaches us that the Metzias Zman is Moshech L'Kivun HaKilkul, and therefore Galus is couched in terms of time, 400 years. Memshelas HaAdam is in the realm of Tikkun, and therefore the Shir of Geula is B'munach Shel Doros V'Dor Avi Yashuvu Heina. So we know in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Losa Seh is 365, Kenegat 365 days of the year, Mitzvah Seh is 248, Kenegat 248 limbs of man. So Kilkulim are time, 365, Losa Seh. Tikkunim are man, 248. So that's beautiful. Good against bad, 240 against 365, man against time. Gorgeous. But we have to go deeper. What's the nature of the Kilkulim Mishelas HaZman? And what's the nature of the Tikkunim Mishelas HaAdam? So in order to explain this, we must review what we've learned a number of times in our Beis Medrash of Mesifta Derabbeinu Chaim Berlin. 1605 Coney Island Avenue, Brooklyn, New York 11230. So in this Beis Medrash we learn that even if we do it again and again and again, we're still never going to get to the depth because there's so much there and the breath. But let's try it. Knesset Yisrael is connected in the depths of its neshama to the purpose and focus of Chiddush HaOlam. The Nevi'im are Misnabe, Eretz Chadosha U'Shemayim Chadoshim, a new earth, a new heavens. And the Chachamim teach, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chadesh Es Olamo. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mechadesh His world. Chiddush. Ein lecha mitzvah, say the Chachamim, she'ein tchiyas hameisim tluya ba. There's no mitzvah on which tchiyas hameisim doesn't depend. So we have that the bris hamitzvahs is the bris of Chiddush HaOlam. And not only Klali's Knesset Yisrael teach us about Chiddush HaOlam, bris of the mitzvahs is the bris of Chiddush HaOlam. Ein lecha mitzvah she'ein tchiyas hameisim tluyim ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh the world. The Nevi'im talk about this Eretz Chadoshim Shemayim Chadoshim. But every yachid is chayav lishtamish b'koyach eschatshus, that's ganus benefesh. This koyach eschatshus is a great secret b'koyach hanefesh. When this koyach is sholeit on a person, the soul of a person whispers to itself, that even though mitzad ha'ivarim and my chushim, this is only repeating what I've already done routinely so many times, nevertheless, mitzad my feelings, I'm doing this maisa, the ershtamo, the very first time. So much so, the spiritual powers of man goes to stamp this feeling of originality on matters which he's done 101 times. So where do we get this koach eschatzus? Because the koach eschatzus that we get to constantly do things with a sense of renewal, we get this from the mahalach of the world. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechadesh his world, the world is always moving towards his chachas, and man, who's an olam katan, and he's parallel to the klalius of the greater world, man in Kabbalah is an olam katan, so he has this koach ha'isanim, this great craft, this great koach of his chachas, because we're going towards that world. It's too bad you can't see my hand motions. I do, as a Jew, I do most of my talking with my hands. We are drawing this world towards its super duper hischachus in the future. So through that hischachus in the future, we are able to be mischadesh now. So that's from one side. On the other side, we have Memshelas Hazman. Zman is machzoriyut. It's cyclical. There are cycles. The mitzius has shel hazman mimachzorim hirikuma. The reality of time is made up of cycles, and that's why we say machzor hazman, the cycle of time, and that means that the mitzius of zman is a mitzius of something that's machzor, a cycle. It repeats itself nochamol and nochamol, again and again, and that's part of the memshala of tzva shamayim. Tzva Shemayim is Tenuas HaZman, a movement of time, and it just keeps repeating itself again and again. And if you want to establish the opposite extreme of Machzoriyut, so then you get to the realm of Hitchatshut, because the Koach Hitchatshut is Matbiya Chotem HaRishoniyut, that's the first time. Machzoriyut is Chazara, is the second, the eighth, and the 53rd time. So that is the Hitnakshut Ha'itanim. That is this battle of the titans. The Memsheles Ha'odom, the rulership of man, versus the Memsheles Hazman. The Nefesh Ha'odom is always dragging to with tremendous power towards his schachas, to renewal, and Zman towards repetition, Machzoriyut, Chazara. So now we understand this clash of the titans, and we have a deep havana now into the gra that the geula is bedoris, galus is b'shirei azman. Galus 400 years. Geula is couched in terms of doris of people, because kilkulim are bezman, machzoriyut, chazara, repetition, redundancy, routine. Tikkunim are ba'adam, man, renewal, rejuvenation, rejew, rejuvenation. In other words, Memshelas Adam is bekoach hitchatshut sheba. He atikun lememshelat hazman im chok hamachzoriyut sheba. Man with his power of hitchatshut. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim. Koach hitchatshut shel ha'adam lechadesh et hazman. That is the enemy of the power of the time with its machzoriyut. And that's punkt what Yeshaya Hanavi was saying. V'chofra ha'levona Hashem. In other words, the end of days, the Levana is gonna and the Chama are gonna be embarrassed because God rules, because there's gonna be a schachus of Kabbalas Malchuso, the heim divrei Agra. Is that beautiful or what? So we have not yet explained the Havle Hazman, even though you're already tasting it. But the Rav Huttner goes on here, and he wants to go even deeper into the Gra, into this inyan of time. Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh Mitzuyenet U'Mesumeneti Mitzad Ayotah Mitzvah Rishona Shenetz Davo Ba'Yisrael Az Makdim the Ma'ucher, that Kiddush, now Rav Huttner himself talks about it, Kiddush HaChodesh is set aside by the Chachamim as the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded about. This is not Al-Tzara, it's Damein. So the truth is, I saw this Maimer before I prepared this shir, before I gave it, but I had forgotten he got onto Kiddush HaChodesh. So, Baruch Shekivanti Ladas Gedolah, but it's not really Mechavin. It was obviously placed in my brain cells by Rav Huttner in the first place. But then again, everything we say is placed in our brain cells by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's never any room for Gaiva. So, we want to understand this mitzvah better. Why this is the first mitzvah dafka. So, the Koach HaEschachus, that's Ganus B'Nefesh, is Bokea, breaks through the Chok HaBarzel of Machzorius Hazman. So that's the individual, and that's also Knesset Yisrael and Chiddush HaOlam. So an individual, sometimes it's hard for us to break through this Chok HaMachzorius, but we do it Gevaldik. We turn the Machzorius into Ischachus. What do we say? We're compared to Ateres, Deferes, Lamusei, Botan, Shem Eschid, and Eschadesh Kemosa. We're going to become new like the moon. So Tzva Shemayim, which is the marker of Chok HaMachzorius, here it's Mishapech, everything turns around, and that's going to be Chiddush HaOlam. Shem Esid Mishadish Kemosa, the Jewish people are going to be Mishadish, the moon is going to be Mishadish. So this birth of Knesset Yisrael, that's going to bring a ma'apecha, this revolution in the Tzva Shamayim. So what's pshat in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? Omer Arav, Omer Maran Arav. Is there any Torah like this in the world, Rabbi Yisai? Maybe. But hard to find. So gishmak. Kiddusha shel Levana. Hi. הוצאתה מרשות החול של המחזוריות והכנסתה לרשות גבוה של התחדשות. The sanctifying of the moon, that's taking out of the rishus hachol of this cyclical nature and bringing it to rishus gavoa of ischadshus, renewal. And in Mela we understand why Kiddush HaChodesh is the first mitzvah of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. Because the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh came into being when we were born, because Machzorius isn't so good, Machzorius isn't so holy, but we were born, we're going to be Mischadesh, and so too the moon is going to be Mischadesh, Mikoach us, because we bring into the world this Koach Eschachus. And this mitzvah, therefore, of Kiddush HaChodesh is the victory of, if we may go back into the world of the Gra, of Memshelas HaAdam over Memshelas HaZman, Geulas Bedoros, and Galus is Bishanim, Geula's people, and Golas is man. Now it's only Golas Mitzrayim which is Bisman. That's the Kilkul. However, we find that the Geula Kidas Koresh is 70 years. We also see that Shisa Alfei Shnin, 6,000 years until the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Why? Because now already, after Gulas Mitzrayim, we beat time. So now time is also holy. So Memela, the Geula of Asid Lavo, and the Geula by Sheni of Kidas Koresh is going to be in the realm of time. Because now time is sanctified. So this is just a trillion dollar Torahs. I thank my beloved friend, Shmuel Tzvi Rausch, he bought me my Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. So all these shiurim should be gevaldik eschus for Shmuel Tzvi. So if you're listening to this, tell him. He also wrote me a beautiful Hakdasha here. Ah! Hakdasha is an inscription in the book. He also brought me a Ritvan Bav Mitzia and a Rashban Bav Mitzia. Anything more delicious than that? So let's continue now that I did my thank yous. So we still have a stira, Mitzad Echad. We're talking about this revolution in the Tzva Shemayim. And we're also talking about mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. But this mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh only fixes the moon. What about the sun? The sun still has his machzoriut, this cycle. So how can we talk about a ma'apecha in Tzva Hashemayim when there's still a kilkul of Memshelas Hazman? There's still the sun. So you still can't have the geula b'mispar Hashanim, because part of Shanim is dependent on the sun. So this question, if we think about it, can be asked in a different way. There are two mahalchim in time. There is Chodesh and Shana, month and year. Chodesh is the moon. The year is Tali in the sun. The mahalach of the Chodesh is Tali in the Levana. The mahalach of the Shana is Tali b'Shemesh. And we learned in the Mishnah, Echad bin Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. Echad b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. It says in the Mishnah that the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the months, and the first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for the years. The years are dependent on the seasons and the sun. And that is Rosh Hashanah is Echad b'tishrei. Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim is Echad bin Nisan. So from the Gra we learn that Zman can't go into the realm of Kedusha until Tikkunei Adam overpower Kulkulei Hazman. In other words, the Kav of Ischachus, this line of Ischachus, has to overpower this cycle of Machzoriyut, of repetition. So we still have to complete this understanding. We're only talking about one process of time. Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim, the first month is Nisan, second month is Iyar, etc. There the Kav Ischachus is Gabra Ligol HaMachzorius. Because B'Shas HaGeula, there was this nation that's going to be Mischadish Kamosa. Because Shnas HaChodesh is Toli B'Levana. So we made this Tikkun on the Levana. But what about the second process? The Zman that's Toli B'Shemesh, whose Rosh Hashanah is B'Echad B'Tishrei. How can this process of time come into the realm of Kedusha without finding a victory of Tikkunei Adam al Kulkulei Hazman? In other words, in the Rosh Hashanah of the sun of Echad B'Tishrei, where does man beat time? However, the answer to this question is a Mefurish Pasuk. It says by the Korban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, a different lashon than it says by all the other Korbanos Musaf. By all the other Korbanos it says V'kraftim. By the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah it says V'asisem. And on this we have the lashon of Chachamim. Since you were nichnas lefanai bedin and you came out victorious, I make you as if I consider as if you made yourself, as if you were a birya chadasha, as it says ki kasher shemayim chadasha meretz chadasha ani oseh amdim lefanai ken yarmod zarachem v'shimchem. Just like I made this new heaven, this new earth, and they stand before me, so to your seed and your name. That's the lashon of Chazal. So here we have a wondrous secret about the din of Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah is not just a pu'ula of din and mishpat. Adarav, the whole pu'ula of din and mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is being mamid kinesis Yisrael b'tziur shel birya chadosha. Dugmas amidosa shel kinesis Yisrael b'tkufas ha-shamayim ha-chadoshim v'eretz ha-chadosha. Rosh Hashanah is this new world and this new Knesset Yisrael. Beautiful. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. But this Gilui is not just a fact, a revelation in of itself. This obligates us to go towards the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Because the Torah says, Ve'asisem. And that's lafuke, that excludes us, that precludes v'kraftem. So we have to know what this asiyah is. How's it shaykh to be mekayim this asiyah on Rosh Hashanah? So we go back to the words of the Gra. So now that we understand the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah, how much is v'asisem, how much is a birya chadasha? So we have now this victory of Kav Ischachus on Igal HaMachzorius, even in the realm of the sun. Because on Echad B'Tishrei, which is the beginning of the year, the solar year, so we have this dugma of Knesset Yisrael being in the world of Shemayim Chadashim Be'eretz Chadashim. So now it's unbelievably beautiful. that both in the realm of time that's Tali in Levana and in the realm of time that's Tali in the Shemesh, the essence, the tantus of Knesset Yisrael brings us into the world of Ischachus, which overpowers this cycle of Machzorius. Levana, we have the Levana which is going to be Mischadesh Lasid Lava like Klal Yisrael. We have this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we're sanctifying the new moon, Echad B'Nisan, and then we have the sun, Echad B'Tishrei, where we become a Birya Chadasha, Chidush Maisa Bereshis, Yitziras Adam HaRishon, and that's going to be La'asid Lavo, a dugma of Eretz HaShemayim HaChadosh and Eretz HaChadosha. So, in the Lashon of the Gro, we'll say, She'ein Azman Nechans LaKedusha Ad Shetikunei Adam Notzchim Et Kelkulei Azman, K'shem Shetikun HaGeulai Nitzachon Al Kelkulei HaGalut, ועל כן מיציאת מצרים ואילך מתקשרים השנים למנות את הגאולה על ידם. Beautiful. That the Zman doesn't come into Kedusha until the Tikkunim of man overpower, are victorious over the Kulkulim of time. And just like the Tikkun of the Gula is the Nitzachon on the Kulkulei Agolus. So man is beating time, Gula is beating Golus, Gula is in the realm of man until Yitzis Mitzrayim, and now after Yitzis Mitzrayim, time is sanctified. How is time sanctified? Because now we have this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, man overpowered time, and we also have another Nitzachon of man in the other Rosh Hashanah, not Aleph B'Nisan, but in the Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, the parallel Rosh Hashanah, and that's the sun. And how do we beat the sun? Because that's the day of the creation of man. His Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation of man, who was made a Birya Chadasha, Adam HaRishon, and that also parallels the future new world that we're going to see, a brave new world, if I may steal a line out of the textbook of Aldous Huxley. So now that we have Ruzoche to the Chiddush Mufla in the context of the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah, how much man renews himself. So now we can understand the difference in the din of Rosh Hashanah and the other three prakim of the year, that that there's also a Rosh Hashanah, there's also a din, but we said there's only a tshuva, there's only a special chov of tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, and not in the other three prakim. So of course, whenever there's Amos HaDin, we have to do tshuva in order to come out victorious. However, Amos HaDin Stam does not obligate us to do tshuva b'toras tshuva b'miyuchad b'misuyam. Rather, the chov of tshuva is included in ribui zchuyos v'hamata savonos. And what's going to give you more zchuyos and less avonos, more merits and less sins than tshuva? So that's b'chol yimei HaDin. Masha'en ken b'yom adin shal Rosh Hashanah, asher al ken, the din of Rosh Hashanah is mechayev tshuva b'meyuchad u'b'mesuyam. Tshuva b'teres tshuva. Not just tshuva to get you in the realm of I got more mitzvahs than averis, but tshuva b'teres tshuva. Because on the other Moadim, the Kedusha Sayom is Machayev HaKrav of Musafin. The Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah is Machayev Asiyas HaMusafin. The Torah is Mishan of the Lashon. The Chazal were so sensitive to the nuances of the Torah text. So Rosh Hashanah is Asiyah instead of HaKrav. And the Chachamim say, what's Pshat in this Asiyah? Mikevin She'amadetem Alufanai B'din. It's as if you created yourself a Birya Chadosh. The Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is not just the Etzema Mishpat, but it's the Maisa Bereshis of Yitziris Knesset Yisrael. And we see that this Eidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah is couched in terms of Ve'asisem, and therefore the Chov of Rosh Hashanah, Kedushim of Rosh Hashanah, brings with it a special obligation of Hischachus. Not just you're doing tshuva in order to get more mitzvahs than Averis to tip the scales in your favor, but complete renewal. There's no yesterday. And that's what tshuva is all about. Heyader ha'avar vishlilat ha'etmol in Rav Huttner's beautiful Lashon. That's the Maisa Bereshis. Those are the Oiris ha'tshuva. So the Etzem Yom Adin va'mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is machayev tshuva b'tarez tshuva, not just b'tarez getting more and more mitzvahs than averis, but the atzmius of tshuva, tshuva be'etzem, what tshuva is really about. Of course, the byproduct of tshuva is that you have more mitzvahs now than averis, but tshuva itself is becoming a new person. So therefore, the other three prakim aren't about becoming new. There it says v'kraftem. So vadi, you want to have more mitzvahs than averis. But Rosh Hashanah is tshuva b'tarez tshuva b'dafka, that you're becoming a new person. And we said that this is all encapsulated in the terminology of Chazal over Lefan of Kivnei Maron. So we said that that's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and the other times. So now we understand Rosh Hashanah is a Chovetz Tshuva Miuchedes. We want to understand how this is encapsulated and why it's couched in terms of Kivnei Maron. We go before God like sheep. So now we understand the other Moadim Arvei Asisem. Here it's v'adam radim v'kraftem. Rosh Hashanah is v'asisem. I was talking about being a birya chadasha. Everybody is a new birya. Everybody is special. Just like man was created as one, so to every person. So therefore, the din and the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is going to exist by every person b'malo yechiduto. Havara kivnei maron. Is it worth it for me to have created the world just for you, like I did for Adam Arishon? Havara kivnei maron. That's miyuchedes to the din of Rosh Hashanah, because everybody is judged as an individual, not just as a klal. So we understand why the difference between Rosh Hashanah and the other holidays is minusach. It is couched in terms of kivnei maron, that we go before God like sheep, one by one, before the shepherd, because everybody is checked to see, everybody is checked in a special way, because everybody's a birya chadasha. Every individual is a birya chadasha. That's what Hashem is checking to see. So Mimela, that shows the how tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is even the tshuva of the rest of the other moad and the other times of judgment. Of course, you want to do tshuva, you want to get yourself on the more mitzvah than averis side in order to get a positive judgment for the world. But on Rosh Hashanah, we're judged b'taras yichidim, each person to see how much he was mechadesh himself. And therefore, you need an individual judgment for everybody. Kivnei maron. And now, of course, that we understand the tikkun of Rosh Hashanah, that this is a time where we have to be mechadesh ourselves. We have to make everything new, which is the nitzachon of man over time, even on Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the solar year. So the geula, we said, is in terms of years, in terms of originally, we said that the galus is in terms of years, and the geula is in terms of man. Is it the galus is in terms of time, arba me'ot shana, years, like I said, and the geula is in terms of man, the human being, doros, because man has to overcome time. And we said that's all before Yetzias Mitzrayim, arba me'ot shana and dor v'yeshuvu heina. But after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Geula is also couched in terms of years. 70 years of Koresh and 6,000 years of the world. So Geulas Mitzrayim could not have been couched in terms of time, because Kulkulim are in time, but Tikkunim are in man. But that's only until Knesset Yisrael, until this holy soul of the Jewish people appeared in the world. But after our appearance, now the Kava Yischachus is sholeit on the Igol HaMachzorius. This line of renewal overrules, overpowers, overrides this cyclical process of time. And the world of time goes out of its chulin into Kedushan Yischachus. And now the Shanim are also part of the Minyan HaGeula. 70 years, 6,000 years, the Shanim are also part of the Minyan HaGeula, even time. And not only that, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we have this Chovas Yichud HaMachshava, Kanas HaLev, Drich HaNefesh, the Kras Kavetz Chachas Bo Bayom, this setting aside of thoughts, this intention of the heart, this preparation of the soul towards this line of renewal on that day, which is going to be the Tikkun to the Kilkul of Mitzius Hazman. We have to wait for that renewal, the renewal of the person, and the ultimate renewal of the world. And that all, these 45 minutes and 15 seconds, were all designed to explain two words in the Rambam. And those two words are Behavle Hazman. People who are the Zoyrus of Rosh Hashanah, of Tkiyah Shofar, is to wake up people who are Hashoychichim HaEmes, who forget the truth. Behavle Hazman, in the vanities of time. Because what Rosh Hashanah is all about is his Chachas in man, to overcome the machzoriut, the cyclical nature of time, that routine, it makes us forget what life is about, what's really important. Comes Rosh Hashanah, new creation of man, and brings a new besorah, a new good tidings, that man is going to be renewed, the world is going to be renewed, Malchus Shemaim is going to be renewed. And with Hashem, we should be zoche b'karav mamish to the kiyum of the Divrei Hanavi, of Shemayim Chadoshim, Eretz Chadosha, a new heavens and new earth, b'vias goel tzedek, b'meheira v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. The sweetest friends, we learned about two types of tshuva in this shir. We learned about a regular tshuva to make more averis than to make more mitzvahs than averas. That's the tshuva of the other three times of din, and the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, which is the tshuva of ischachus, of the asisim against the kraftem. We learned about how man stands in contrast to time. Time has kulkulim, man is the tikkun, because time is machzoriut, and it's only after the Jewish people appeared that we were able to overcome this time, and therefore we sanctify both the moon and the sun. We have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, our first mitzvah, and we also have Rosh Hashanah, which is ischachus against the sun, which is always the same. We saw there are two categories of Avodah Zarah. There's regular Avodah Zarah, and then there's the Avodah Zarah of Tzva Shemayim. So I said, Akum Ovdei Kochavim Umazalos. We saw the Shir of Nekama on the fourth day, when they were created, because they have a special Koach Mimshalah. So we learned some very, very huge Yisodos here in Avodas Hashem, and understanding time and man and our purpose on earth. We should all be Zochem with Hashem, to feel that His Chachas is coming, Rosh Hashanah, Adlebiyaz Gol Tzedek, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, thank you so much for joining me. Shalom, Shalom.